Let me guess. Spring cleaning?
I can't deal with cleaning up. Let's sell the house.
All right, let's sell the house.
Her hobbies include cooking and cleaning for her two evil sisters. Please welcome Cinderella.
That boy is a P-I-G-K.
Everybody else, be as gross as possible.
You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where the topic of the day is spring cleaning. We're broadcasting live from the Arizona State Fairgrounds from the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show, running yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We'll be here from 10 to 6 today. I think it's 10 to 5 or 10 to 6 tomorrow as well. Come on down for bring your home improvement plans, your ideas, your questions, sketches, measurements for any and every home project you can imagine, big or small, indoors or out. The Arizona State Fairgrounds is a place for you to be today. We've got our entire team on staff here to answer any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin at Rosie on the House. That's what we do 3 hours every Saturday morning for you, the Arizona homeowner. Regardless what station you are listening to us on, you will call one toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. An easy way to remember that is 1-888-ROSIE, that's my name, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. My daughter, Peanut, will answer the phone, find out your name, where you're calling from, what your question is. She will send it to Mike Reesh, Miracle Mike, our engineer, who will then send it into the satellite back to us. We'll see your name, we'll see your question, and you will hear your answer. That's how it all works right here at Rosie on the House. That's how it's worked for the last 25 years we've been on air. We appreciate your loyalty. We appreciate y'all listening. Before we get to the topic at hand, I want to take a small diversion and introduce a man that requires no introduction. You all know him. He carries the title official Arizona official state historian, Mr. Marshall Trimble. Absolutely one of my favorite Arizona citizens. Marshall, this is a real pleasure. Thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here again, Rosie. It's always good to be here and learn new stuff. Spring cleaning and everything.
Who gives official titles? How do I get like official title? Like,
well,
I'd like official historian. I like Arizona history. Can we arm wrestle for that title?
You start out trying to find a politician. Some of them are the best money can buy, and you go on from there.
You work up the food chain from there, you work down the food chain from there.
Not sure. Don't want to go there. Sometimes I have to go down there and ask for favors for friends.
Okay, so how did you come up with this title, official state historian?
Actually, I was doing a seminar for ASU for some school teachers way back in the early 1990s, I think, and they wanted to know, they asked the instructor after I left if they had a state historian, and he said no, and they said, let's make Marshall state historian. These are fourth grade teachers, and they won't take no for an answer. And I said, good luck, and they prevailed upon the governor, and they just kept badgering Governor Symington until finally he gave in and appointed me state historian, and doggone, they removed him from office.
So. good for him, huh?
Yeah. Hey, probably regretted that.
Well, I tell you, I know you've got 20 plus books that you've written. The one that I like the most, I have to tell you, is I like the Arizona trivia one, but the one I really like the most is Arizona roadside history, where you can be on any family trip. We call them Arizona staycations, and you bring up the landmarks, the towns, the geographic, geologic settings, and tell a story about that particular area. I can't tell you how many times we had that book out being read as we were taking family vacations. That is a great book.
Well, along that same line, Rosie, I can't tell you how many adults have come up to me and say, I hated you when I was a kid because we were driving around touring Arizona and my mother would say, now, Marshall Trimble says this, Marshall Trimble says that, and said, we hated Marshall Trimble.
Okay, well, look, Romy, shall we test him? Shall we find out if he really is the official state historian?
I have his trivia book here. Should I just open a random page?
Okay, I'm going to start with some easy ones. How old's Arizona?
101 years old now, and actually we're 150 years old this year as a territory, 1863 to now. So okay. We're celebrating again, but nobody's celebrating except me. I'm the only one that remembers
it. I'll join you. It doesn't take much of an excuse for me to have a party.
I remember 1863. It was a good year.
Yeah, it was a good year, was it? All right, let's see. So what is our official birth date?
February 14th.
Okay.
1912.
Okay, so far so good.
As a state, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what the name Arizona means? Where did Arizona come from? What word?
There's a lot of argument over it, but most historians now are starting to say it's a Basque word because you don't see it in history books, but there were thousands of Basques living in southern Arizona along where Nogales is today.
Okay.
And that means a lot of good oak trees growing down there. So Arizona in Basque in their language means good oaks. Or it's really oaks good, but you know it's the adjective and the noun reverse, and so it's good oaks Arizona.
Okay, you know, on the Spanish influence of Arizona and the whole Southwest, Stuart Udall wrote a great book,
To the End of an Empire. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Golly, the majestic journey, the inland Coronado's mm-hmm. inland
it's
empire.
A great book. Yeah,
I think it is the
Jackie
only...
Kennedy was his editor on that. Did you know that?
And he had I'm not going to remember his photographer, but they actually. An Arizona Highways photographer who actually came in.
Was it Jerry Jacka?
Yes, it was.
Jerry Jacka. Right. Yeah, he's my old buddy.
What a beautiful book. It was one of the best written books I've ever read. And the thing I liked about it is because I've been over so much of Arizona, he's talking about where the Spanish conquistadors came in and coming over Battlement Pass and, you know, through this area and up Soldier Creek and Turkey Creek. And I'm thinking, God, those are all places I've hiked. I've camped with the kids. I mean, I'm going to keep the book in the car now. As for the places I go, I'm going to remind myself, well, wow, this is what happened here, you know, 150 years ago, 250 years ago, 450 years ago. But that is a great book about clarifying the Spanish, the heavy, heavy Spanish influence in the Southwest and the settling of the Southwest way before Plymouth Rock.
Yeah, and the important point, one of the important points of that book, maybe the most, is that he emphasizes the how the Spanish, because of the long enmity between the British and the Spanish, and the Americans inherited British history, which always painted the Spaniards as the bad guys.
Right.
And he points out, you know, this has got to change. We've got to recognize the importance of the Spanish. Actually, they got along better with the natives than the English did.
Absolutely.
It made the English look bad.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, let's go along with some more Arizona trivia. Who founded... the old adobe, Tucson, the old Pueblo.
it was an Irishman. These Irishmen are they're ubiquitous, and besides that, they're everywhere. His name was Hugh O'Connor, Hugo O'Connor. But back during that time, 1770s, a lot of Irish, because of the troubles with the British, the Irish became mercenaries in the Spanish army. So Hugo O'Connor is really Hugh O'Connor.
That was his name in Pima County.
Yeah, and
though,
he
right?
was a colonel. He was a colonel in the Spanish army, and he was a red-headed Irishman.
Okay, so let's see. I haven't stumped you yet. Okay, what was the name of Father Kino's burrow?
It was Unsafe.
Unsafe.
He had a U.S. brand on it.
All right, U.S. Calvary
he
brand.
Got it at, he got it at a war surplus, okay. Army surplus
All
store.
Right.
Yeah,
there you go. Hey, if just for the sake of fun, if any of y'all have a question about Arizona, now would be a great time. Marshall's going to be joining us through the end of the broadcast, but we are getting calls here on air that I guess we probably ought to go to home improvement eventually. I'm going to stay on Arizona history for the next hour. You know me.
Well, let me ask you a question here.
Me?
Yeah. On page 92, he's got this trivia travel that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So it's a name association, and I'm going to give you a description, and you have to name the city.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to start easy. These are all of our six radio affiliates. These are all these cities will be one of those.
Okay.
So let's start with one. It's easy. A mythical bird.
That would be the Phoenix.
There you go. Holds a patriotic banner.
Now, Marshall, make sure you feed me the answers if I get stuck. That would be the beautiful little logging community of Flagstaff, Arizona.
Flagstaff, very good, very good.
You can lip read.
Twin male offspring. I didn't get this one either. Tucson. I didn't know that.
I don't know how
this
that...
This is a lot of fun.
Okay, all right.
Now, here's one that's not an affiliate, but it's funny. Lack of senoritas. Think a border town. Lack of senoritas.
Nogales?
Yeah. This is great. I'm stealing this.
I got those from fourth grade kids. Fourth grade kids gave me those. That's fourth grade humor.
All right. Let's see if we can get to at least one home improvement question here before we have to take the first break. Let's go to David in Phoenix. Would like to talk about the air conditioning tune-up. Is it or is it not really necessary? David, what are you dealing with, my friend?
Yes, Rosie. I'm just every year about this about the same time. I get mail flooded with requests to have someone come out and tune up your air conditioner.
Right.
And providing it's working properly. How much value is having someone come out and attempt or request to tune up your air conditioner? I don't know how much attention they actually need.
Well, David, let me answer that real quick, and then I'm going to come back and address it after this short break. But I want to reach out to all of you Arizona homeowners that are getting these requests and hearing the advertising for $19 home air conditioning checkups. When they call you for that appointment, when they try to make the appointment, when they send the direct mail piece to you, you have to ask yourself, and I just learned this question yesterday. This is a great question. If I let you come on my property for an air conditioning check of $19, will you leave my house after completing a $19 check? 99 times out of 100, they won't. They'll find something wrong. More on that when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.